Avul, but what's going to be in the case? Avulim Shoma. Let's say the husband heard about the neder. The Kayim. And as soon as he heard it, he said, very good, I want our neder to stay. He was Mekayim the neder. So then there's nothing to do. Now the father can't be made for the neder anymore. Because you need both of them together to be made for the neder. So here, if the husband was Mekayim the neder, he said, yes, I want the neder to stay. That's it. The neder has to stay. There's no way for them to be made for it. The only other way is she can go to a chacham later to be made to the neder like any other neder. So Avulim Shoma Mekayim. Or else Sheshoma. Let's say the husband heard about it. Veshosak, and he kept quiet a full day. Umeis v'yoyim shel achrov, and he died the next day. So in such a case, the fact the husband heard about it, and by not saying anything for a day, it's as if he was Mekayim. He said, like we see, he wants the neder to stay. So now the halacha is, ein yochel ofer. In this case, it's not shayach hafara. Like, even if the husband dies, but the father cannot be made for the neder, because they already made a kiyum to the neder. So there's no din nisraitna. The power does not get thrown over to the father. The father cannot be made for it. So that's the difference. The power only goes over to the father when the husband did not ruin it yet, did not make any type of hakama. What about, though, shoma raviya? Let's say the father heard about the neder. Fehefalah, and the father was made for the neder right away. But lahispik baal lishmoya ad shemesav. Let's say, though, the husband did not hear about it until first the father died. So again, the father heard about it and he was made for it. So something was left over for the husband to do. But then the father died. So in such a case, the halacha is zuhi shoshaninu. This is what we learned, that meisav, in the opposite case, where the father dies. If the father dies, then the halacha is loy nisroikna reshus labal. If the father dies, then the power of this neder does not get thrown over to the husband. The husband now cannot be made for the neder. It's only the other way. When the husband dies, then we say the power of the neder gets thrown back to the father. Because the father had the power before she got married. So now when the husband dies, the power goes back to the father. But in the case where the father dies, then we say the husband does not get the power. And this is a chiddush. Even though when the father heard about it, the father was made for the neder. The father right away said, I don't want the neder to be here. But still, since the husband was not made for it yet, but rather first the father died, so what's left over now is a very weak type of a neder. Because the father's neder had hafara to it already. So it became a very, very weak-like neder. So the chiddush is that this type of a neder, since it's like so weak, it cannot go over to the baal. It's like this right now is just about. What about the other way? What about Shoma Baila? Let's say the husband heard about the neder. The wife made a neder today. For Hofalo. And the husband, as soon as he heard about it, he was made for the neder. He took the neder away. But Vlahispikav Lishmaya. The father did not hear about this neder yet. Acheme Sabal. Until the husband died. This is what we learned again, that Meis HaBaal, when the husband dies, is Nisroikna Rishus Layav. Yes, the power gets thrown over to the father. So it's not a repetition, it's not saying the Chiddush over again. It's like this is another Chiddush now. Now these are the Klolim, that when the father dies, the husband does not get the power. The husband cannot be made for the neder. But the opposite way, whenever the husband dies, if the husband, as long as he did not make hakama yet, he did not make the neder to be there, if he did not do that, then whatever happens, the power goes over to the father could be made for. Now here the chiddush is that the husband heard about it and he was made for it right away. And the father didn't hear about it yet. And then the husband died. So the pshat is, this neder is like a very, very weak neder, because the husband, before he died, made the hafar already. So therefore it's a chiddush. That was left over something very weak. I would have thought maybe since it's so weak, it can't be thrown over to the father. Kamashlo knows still, the father has the right to be made for the neder. Still we say, Mesaba, when the husband dies, is Nisroikna Rishus Layav. The power does get thrown over to the father. What about Shoma Baila? Let's say the husband heard about the neder first. Fihofalo, and the husband was made for the neder. And the father did not hear about it yet. Ad Shemes, until the father died. So the locher is ein abal yochel hofer. The husband now again cannot make like a second hafara. Again, the husband first heard about it and he was made for it right away. But that hafara by itself was not really chal. It didn't make it completely mutter, because at that time the father was still alive. And since the father is still alive, like the neder still has a power here, it needs the father to be made for his power. Now we say the father didn't hear about it, and he died, the father. So locher is the father's power of the neder that was left over again does not go to the husband. That's the klal, that the husband cannot take over the power of the father. Even though the husband first made hafara by himself, and then first the father died, still the locher is ein abal yochel hofer. The husband now cannot make hafara. Sheina bal meifer ele b'shutfis. That's the klal. The husband, he could only be meifer with the hafara of the father. If the father dies before he makes hafara, nothing doing. The husband can never be meifer by himself. It's only the opposite way, that there are times when the husband dies, then we say the reshus of the neder goes back to the father. The father could be made for the neder by himself. Exactly why, that we'll see later on the fayin. We'll see what the svari is why. Why the father has a stronger power than the husband does. Akofon, that's what it says over here, that even though the husband already made hafara once, but the father did not, and then the father dies, so lacharis, the husband could still not be made for the neder. Sheina bal meifer ele b'shutfis. The husband could only be meifer, he always needs the shutfis, the power of the father also.